Proclamation number 5582 of 20th of January, 1953. Divine Mercy. Divine mercy seizes you and protects you from the fall into the deepest depth, for this means an eternal turning away from God for you and thus eternal torment and darkness. Divine mercy stops this fall by banishing the spiritual, the soul striving towards the depth, into solid matter, a banishment which always leads to an ascending success, because the spiritual can now no longer will itself and must now, even if forced, fit into the eternal order. This state of compulsion is the just compensation for the previous striving downwards. Divine mercy, however, connects this just expiation with a simultaneous ascent, and thus the spiritual in the state of compulsion nevertheless once again reaches its freedom of will in order to be able to prove it again, in order to decide again whether it wants to dwell on high or strive towards the depth again. There is also an abysmal fall for this spiritual being. Yet divine love and mercy does not abandon the spiritual being to a fate which it would create for itself in its imperfection. God saves as long as this is possible, and although his means of help are extremely painful, they nevertheless lead to the aim one day. As long as the being is subject to divine will, thus as long as it is in the state of the law of compulsion, the ascent development is assured. But free will is always the cliff, precisely because the being is still imperfect and strives towards the depth. It can endlessly distance itself from God and yet will never be outside the realm of divine love and mercy, because God never leaves his possessions to his adversary, because the products of his love are never abandoned by him, but his aim is the final return of the spiritual, which he will also achieve one day. And he never leaves the fallen spiritual substance in the abyss but again and again gives it the opportunity to start the path of development. Again and again he lets new creations arise which become the spiritual substance's abode, that its evil-directed will is bound and it has to subordinate itself to God's will as long as this constraint of will is necessary. For the spiritual, which wants to rule in its evil will, must learn to serve, and because it does not serve voluntarily it stands in the law of compulsion and now ascends through its serving. This course of development through creation can make the will of the spiritual submissive, so that even in free will it completely subordinates itself to divine will. And because this is possible, God's merciful love is constantly active to let new creations arise and to stop the fall into the deepest abyss through the banishment of the spirits, because he longs for his living creations and therefore wrests the victims from his adversary until they strive towards him of their own free will, until they have recognized God's great love and mercy as a human being and now see their Father in him, to whom they want to belong forever. Amen.